In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are some people who say they have lived 3 months or more without food or drink. Others claim to go on living without eating solid food and only drinking fruit juices some days. But nowhere in the world are there people who can live for many years, even 50 years, without eating or drinking, and eating only the tiny consecrated host each day. This means that living like this, and at the same time leading a normal life, with all the physical strength necessary to fulfill one's obligations, is totally impossible without a clear and obvious miracle of God's mercy. In fact, there have been some saints who have been investigated for days, and it cannot be understood how they lose pounds due to blood loss and then gain them back out of nowhere without eating food. This is truly a miracle from God. And this is fundamentally due to the miracle of the Eucharist. Jesus, alive and present in the consecrated host, gives them the physical strength to continue living normally. In these cases, what Jesus said many centuries ago is fulfilled. My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. John chapter 6, verse 55. For the body and for the soul. For all this, let us adore Jesus, alive and present in the Eucharist, and may he be our best friend on the path of life, in the company of the Virgin Mary, our mother, and our friend the guardian angel. Inedia, or absolute fasting, is the mystical phenomenon of not eating or drinking for a long time, feeding only on daily communion. This phenomenon has happened to some saints. Before we continue with the next part, do us a favor and hit that like button if you're getting value from this video. It really helps the channel out. Saint Ludwina of Schiedam, who lived from 1380 to 1433, in approximately the last 19 years of her life, she lived only on Holy Communion. Her deformed body, almost decomposing, did not cause a problem for those who took care of her, because she gave off a pleasant smell. She was asked where the stuff she frequently vomited came from, if she didn't eat or drink, and Saint Ludwina of Schiedam said, "Look at the vines, which seem dry and dead in winter, and which are reborn each spring." One day, the Duke of Burgundy arrived with his mercenaries, but the servant of God did not suffer any mistreatment. The captain who commanded the soldiers was ordered to clarify about Saint Ludwina of Schiedam's case, whether she ate or not. The servant of God was subjected to total surveillance, six soldiers taking turns day and night, so that no one approached the servant of God to feed her, and to see if she really lived without food or drink. They only allowed one of the sister nuns to approach our saint to perform some essential personal services. All the time that Saint Ludwina of Schiedam was alone, she was engaged in contemplation, and at times she was carried into ecstasy by her guardian angel. These soldiers saw the glory of God in her, that she did not eat or drink, and they testified to it. After 9 days, they left, asking for prayers. Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar, also known as Blessed Alexandrina Maria da Costa, who lived between the years 1904 and 1955, was on a total fast for 13 years, starting in the year 1942. Three well-known doctors and witnesses from Royal Academy of Medicine in Madrid, Spain, agreed to make an exhaustive investigation about the issue of permanent fasting. The servant of God was taken to the hospital of Foz do Douro in Porto. She was there from June 10th to July 20th of the year 1943, 40 days of control under the direction of the doctors. One of the doctors wrote about this. In order to verify her abstinence from food, she was admitted to the Foz do Douro Hospital in Porto, under the direction of a doctor, and under the night and day surveillance of several people, verifying that the abstinence from solids and liquids was absolute during the 40-day confinement, conserving her weight, temperature, breathing, blood pressure, pulse, blood, and mental faculties, not having in those 40 days even the slightest secretion of urine. This document was signed on July 26 of the year 1943. Her only food was Holy Communion every day. They were days of intense suffering for Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar, as some of her guards were very rough with her. One of the doctors came to see her every day, and believing that she was hysterical, he tried to convince her to eat, bringing her food to see if she would cheer up from it. The report of another doctor who declared himself an atheist said the following. The days passed normally. The patient talked and sang religious songs, in absolute agreement with her state of physical decline, but was psychologically strong and perfect. It is true for us that during the 40 days of hospitalization, the patient did not eat or drink, did not urinate, nor had bowel movements, and this circumstance leads us to believe that such phenomena may come from earlier times. It is scientifically known that man can only live without eating up to 20 days normally at rest, especially hysterical patients. Any physiology book says so. Indian fakirs are known to be buried for several weeks, some 40 or 50 days, but these exhibitionists are known to drink more or less. The great fasters of 40 or 50 days do not eat but drink. Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar offers us a special case, not failing to show us some details that, due to their biological importance, such as the duration of abstinence from liquids and lack of urine, make us remain in suspense, waiting for a clear explanation to shed the necessary light. Signed on July 25th, 1943. This doctor recognizes that there are things he does not understand in this matter, and as an atheist, he does not speak of miracles or the supernatural, but that we must wait to see if a scientific explanation can be found in the future. We could ask him, how long will we have to wait? The other doctor, who was part of the investigation team, rejects in his report that Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar is hysterical, as the other doctor seems to believe, since hysterics have a fiery imagination and a great tendency to lie and to anger, which did not occur in the servant of God. Furthermore, The other doctors totally ruled out the hypothesis of hysteria. For this reason, the medical investigation team issued a medical report, declaring that it is impossible to explain naturally. In addition to total abstinence from food and drink, her weight, temperature, respiration, tension, and pulse with constant, normal, and stable mental faculties. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.